In the looting that accompanied the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime, much has been made of objects taken from nuclear facilities that U.S. authorities had hoped to inspect. One problem is missing documents. More disturbing is the thought of missing nuclear material. United Nations inspectors are warning that 20% of radioactive material has gone missing from one facility near Baghdad. That poses a potential weapons threat, and it may already have created something of a public health problem in one case. John Hendren of the Los Angeles Times was in a village near the Iraqi Nuclear Research Center. He's in Baghdad now. And John Hendren, can you tell us about the clinic you visited?
Yes, this is a clinic that is just a couple kilometers from the nuclear facility. There's a doctor there who says he has had 20 patients come in talking about symptoms that he described as symptoms of acute radiation syndrome, among them shortness of breath, nausea, severe nosebleeds, and itchy rashes. He saw all these people over a period of about 5 days. He says, not coincidentally, this was a period directly after the fall of Baghdad and while the looting was going on.
Now, what do we know was actually looted from the nuclear research center nearby?
It sounds like pretty much everything. The gates of the facility itself have been robbed. The furniture inside is now gone. And then there are containers of, apparently, radioactive material that is missing. And it sounds like what happened is that people wanted the containers, and they didn't know what was inside them, and there was either no warning or the warning wasn't written in Arabic, and they carried them off.
Does there seem to be enough of a problem here with missing nuclear material so that one could at least theorize that some could have been stolen to give or sell to someone else, someone who wants to make a dirty bomb?
Well, that seems to be what the International Atomic Energy Agency is worried about, among other things. And the answer is we just don't know, and we won't know until someone gets in there to take a look at it. And it sounds like they've come to some agreement now on that.
And short of the IAEA inspectors arriving, what, if anything, is being done there to locate, to clean up, or at least to warn people not to go near any such things?
Well, right now there are 40 U.S. troops surrounding that facility, and they say they're doing the best they can, but they can't stop people from going in there. I interviewed a family that was living in what used to be the guardhouse at the entrance of that facility. No one has asked them to leave.
Going back to these symptoms that have been reported by people going to the clinic, what have you heard about the prognosis for people, if indeed this is some sort of radiation sickness? Is this something that's survivable? Is it fatal? What do you hear?
In some cases, some of these patients got a skin rash. It's gone away. Some of them clearly appear to be getting better. In other cases, apparently, some of the concerns are that some of these issues can lead to leukemia. Apparently, the exposure is cumulative, and therefore, you want to take care of these problems as soon as possible to reduce that exposure.
Was it clear to you from people you interviewed at the clinic or elsewhere in the village that everyone understood that this was some kind of nuclear center, or that it at least contained stuff that was dangerous?
Yes, it does seem like pretty much everyone in the area knows exactly what it is. The family I just described who's living in the guardhouse knew that it was a nuclear facility, knew that there were concerns that the water was polluted. But in the words of a woman who was living there, she said, if the water's polluted, I don't care. It's the only water I can use.
John Hendren, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Reporter John Hendren of the Los Angeles Times speaking to us from Baghdad.